professions, you might say, people who work a lot harder than they get recognition for. It's also Zucchini Bread Day, because we have to include some nonsense. And it's also Penguin Day. Celebrate that how you wish, whether you walk like one or talk like one. Not be a penguin day, but it's Penguin Day. So, I don't know. Do something penguin-related. I think the jury's out on the best way to celebrate Penguin Day. Feel free to share your ideas. We'll share some country music. Brett Eldridge is up next. Kenny Chesney to follow. 98.3 FM, 98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court taking up presidential immunity in the federal January 6th case against Donald Trump, a decision that will impact the trial and other criminal cases that Trump is facing. Justice is focusing on whether Trump or any president should have absolute immunity for official acts carried out in office. ABC's Jonathan Carl on the stakes.
If the Supreme Court does not act quickly on this and resolve it in such a way that allows the case to go forward, the trial itself to go forward, I do not think you will see this case happen before the presidential election, and perhaps never.
In New York City, court resumed in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Today, defense attorneys began cross-examination of former National Enquirer owner and prosecution witness David Pecker. The Pentagon confirmed U.S. military personnel off the coast of Gaza have started construction of the temporary floating pier to help boost aid into Gaza. President Biden pushing for Israel and Hamas to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. High school athletic directors in Wisconsin say they need more time and more information before they can support student athletes getting the same kind of name, image, and likeness rights as in college.
Let's make sure we're fully vetted before implementing change. Let's make sure we do this and understand what the consequences are before we make a change.
Jeremy Schlitz of Madison is one of a majority who voted against NIL at Wednesday's meeting of the WIAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
NFL draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The draft is in Detroit, runs tonight through all day Saturday. Next year, the draft will be held here in Green Bay. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst what makes his scouting department unique.
We've had a long-term process here for a long time that has not only had success here, but it's had success other places. You know, whether it goes back to Ron and Ted and, you know, putting that effort in.
The Chicago Bears unveiling a plan to build a new indoor stadium on the lakefront, not in the suburbs in Arlington. The catch is they want Illinois taxpayers to split the cost, estimated to be $4.6 billion. Baseball, the Brewers win 7-5 today over the Pirates. Milwaukee taking 2 out of 4 games in Pittsburgh. Last night in Pittsburgh, they held on to beat the Pirates 3-2. Bryce Wilson lasted until early in the fifth inning. How'd he look?
Bryce wasn't sharp. He'll be the first to tell you. Yeah, he hung in there and battled. The last inning he gave us, the fifth, was really, really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Busy playing hard to get back, so
country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I'm crazy, you better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it for me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Bank account.
Young Love and Saturday Nights. Chris Young here on 98Q Country. We're in the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. In about a half hour or so, we'll be cutting over for some local baseball action. We've got Prentice at Shawamigan this evening at 4:45. Until then, we'll bring you at least 5 great country songs in a row by K&B Refrigeration in Medford. Go see them in Medford or find them inside Ken's Carpet Center, their appliance outlet in Phillips. They'll help you at either location with your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. I can personally vouch for them because they delivered me an oven yesterday. Quite seriously, they dropped an oven off, did the full installation, even included a few extras when I needed a gas line and a few extra feet of electrical cord. They helped me out with that just as part of the old school service and top-notch delivery that they executed. And they even hauled the old oven away. No extra fee. It was awesome. Thank you so much to K&B Refrigeration of Medford, and find them at their appliance outlet inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips. Parker McCollum's coming up next on 98Q Country, right around 4:45. Prentice at Shawamigan Baseball on 98Q, your home of local sports.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
Love is set to contend for his first Xfinity Series title. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept want your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin both.
We're on pit road.
Four turns to Sonoma Racing Field.
The baseball from Pit Road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones
goes on. We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.
Jesse Love is the most recent winner in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, taking the checkered flag last Saturday in Talladega. The win comes in his rookie season with his Richard Childress Racing team and locks him into the 12-driver playoffs. Love says being locked in will allow him to change up the way he races going forward.
I can just kind of go for broke more often, run a little bit harder in practice, run a little bit harder in qualifying, just run harder in the race and take more chances. Now that I know if I wreck out, who cares? Like, I was going for the win.
And Love will be one of four drivers eligible for the final $100,000 Dash for Cash bonus this Saturday in Dover, joining Riley Herbst, Anthony Alfredo, and last week's bonus winner, Ryan Sieg. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A high-pressure system continues to sit overhead today, keeping us happy under sunny skies and highs soaring to 60 degrees. Winds begin to get a little feisty tonight as showers and thunderstorms strike us tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
New country.
Q Country.
See you.
98 Q Country.
somebody's daughter. That's Drew Baldridge, and we're 98Q Country. Question for you. Is your job treating you well? Would you rate them highly, or would you say they're more a pain in the glass? We ask because Sierra Pacific is hiring. They've got flexible scheduling and excellent benefits on top of competitive pay. Those flexible schedules include a 4 10-hour day shift Monday through Thursday with optional Friday overtime, or you could do 3 12s on their weekend shift, 3 12-hour days, and the rest of the week to yourself. They also offer a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year at Sierra Pacific. Join them and help the world see clearly. You can apply in person at Medford or Merrill at their locations, or online at spi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific, helping the world see clearly. Morgan Wallen's up next, followed by Dierks Bentley, and then some baseball action coming up next on 98Q Country. That's actually me for the evening. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I've been Greg Gunderson from the 98Q Country Studios. Before we hit the 5 o'clock mark, Prentice at Shawamigan Baseball coming up next, 98.3 FM. See you tomorrow at 2.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packs packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Indulge in scrumptious ice cream while browsing at their one-stop gift shop, Decor to Adore, on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where every visit promises delightful discoveries.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, yeah. But we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right. Get your car in. Get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home.
That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Head up north to Glidden, Wisconsin with Heckman Auction and Estate Sales for the Petroski Online Auction. Online bidding begins and ends this Sunday, April 28th, with the first lots closing at 7 p.m. and following. Special preview prior on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 72698 Murtick Road in Glidden, Wisconsin. Attention sportsmen, this one's for you. With almost 700 items, including a great selection of garage and shop items, tons of sporting goods, tools, plus a 2016 Yamaha Viking UTV in very good condition. View all these and more at HeckmanAuction.com. Be sure to download their free mobile app today. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Q Country.
Sports presentation of Civic Media.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwung and Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Hi, welcome to tonight's game between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles hosting Prentice today, as they just recently played each other on Tuesday here on 98Q Country, as well as on the Civic Media app. If you were to download that on your phone, you could listen there, as well as listen after the game when it gets posted as well. I'm your game caster today, Stephen Jetlin, and we are looking at perfect baseball conditions, blue sky, perfect. It's like 64, I believe, right now, and 61 degrees, and a slight wind coming from the south-north. Usually we're looking west to east, so any ball that's going to be hitting the right field is going to be facing some headwind, but if you can curve a ball into left field, you might be looking for some deep shots in the left field. All right. Teams are getting ready as they're... The coaches are meeting on the mound. I apologize if there's any static coming through. That is the south wind blowing right into my face. And so I'll do my best to guard from that. The teams played each other already on Tuesday. We're looking at almost a doubleheader. And there's one game break in between, in which the Prentice were able to defend their home field 7-6 against the Screaming Eagles. Incredible matchup, very competitive. Coming into today, both teams truly believe and know that they can win this game. Swamigan's got something a little extra to prove, as they weren't able to take a win on Prentice's home field. They need to defend theirs, whereas Prentice, they won one, they can win another. And so we'll see what we have for the matchup today. Our starting lineup today, first in the batting order for Prentice is going to be Heckman coming out. And so when they are ready and the game is umps are satisfied and get the plate clean, Heckman will be our leadoff batter, followed by Stroba, and then Heckman, the other Heckman brother. And that will be your three leadoff hitters today, followed by House, Rev, Franz, Jones, May, and Starkey. All right. Swamigan has left their huddle. Marcus Purdy will be the... Aiden Bushman will be the starting... Corbin Phelps. There we go. I got to read my notes right. Corbin Phelps is the starting pitcher for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. And so that will be who's coming in, doing his warm-ups right now. And the first pitch looks real nice. Nice fastball right above the plate. There's nothing better than the sound of a ball, fastball hitting a catcher's mitt. Probably one of my favorite sounds of all of sport. I'd actually put it over the sound of a perfect swish in basketball. I love the sound of a ball being caught by a catcher's mitt. Wonderful day today. Thank you for joining us today. If you're just tuning in here on 98Q Country or the Civic Media app, the Swamigan Screaming Eagles are getting ready to host Prentice today in baseball, high school baseball, as Swamigan's looking to defend their home field after losing to Prentice in Prentice on Tuesday, 7-6. Once these warm-up pitches are done, we will be under our way. All right. A couple more pitches. The ump is allowing. Two more, and we'll be under our way. Before this game kicks off, I'd like to thank everyone who's been tuning in so far this baseball and softball season. as the girls softball team has been underway so far, and that's been a lot of fun to watch. And we are getting close to tournament ball. So every win matters here on out. Every team needs to be stacking wins to try to get better seeding in the tournament and qualify. And so you can't be lax at all in any game for the season. All right. Number four, Heckman Prentice. He has come into the batter box. He's lined up pretty far back into his box, and he's getting ready to receive the first hit. Here comes the first pitch of the game. It is a high and outside for a ball. Good velocity for Phelps and good eye for Heckman. It is now a 1-0 count. Second pitch. It is going to be inside, pretty tight, to Heckman. So we're looking at a 2-0 count here in the top of the first inning, 0-0. If you're just joining us, we're two pitches in. Third pitch comes in, swing and a hit. It's going right in between left center. They have to chase the ball down on the drop. This is going to be an easy double. And the hit-off hitter for Prentice, Heckman, has started out beautifully by challenging the pitcher to a 2-0 count, bringing a beautiful hit and pulling that into left center. That was a great, great hit. Now, like I said, with the wind that's coming in, you want to be hitting the balls into the center, the left. All right. Stroba is now up to bat, number 23, with a runner on second in scoring position in the top of the first. Fake the bunt. Pulled it back, so it's going to be a ball, as it looks like Prentice is looking to attempt a steal. Doesn't do it, though, so he goes back to second base. All right, Strobe's getting ready, getting his the call from his coach. He's back in the batter box. It's a 1-0 count, 0-0 in the top of the first. Runner on second base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a bunt attempt. It goes by the catcher all the way to the back, and this is going to bring the runner all the way to third. He was thinking about running home, but decided against it. So now, Prentice is looking like they're in great position here in this first inning, as we now have a 2-0 count for Staroba and a runner, Heckman, on third base. Zero out. 0-0 on the top of the first. All right, here comes the pitch. Thrown. Swing and a miss. That is strike number one. When you are leading in the count 2-0 as a batter, I like the aggressive swing there. So now 2-1 for Staroba. Here comes the pitch. It's high. That's right by his head. Not inside. It just was a high pitch. 3-1 now. Advantage to the batter. Runner on third base. Zero outs. Top of the first. 0-0. And Prentice score right here. Here comes the pitch. It's high. They're going to call that a strike. That was close, and Staroba got caught looking there. So now we're at a full count. What can Phelps do here? Are we going to see our first strikeout? Let's find out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout for Corbin Phelps to start out this first inning. All right, one out here on the top of the first inning. There's still a runner in scoring position on third, and the score is still 0-0. Bromigan has to dig themselves out of a hole, because you can still sack fly this guy home. All right. Pitch is set. Here it comes. That is a strike. All right. Part of the strategy with baseball is figuring out whether ump is calling the strike zone, and it looks like he's calling a little high, but not egregious at all. So you can really look to take advantage of that. Next pitch. It's a swing, makes contact, but it is immediately foul as it bounces off the dugout. So Schwamigan here has an advantage in this. It is now an 0-2 count here in the top of the first inning. There's only one out for Prentice, but they have a runner in scoring position. So if you can get any contact here, you can get him home. All right, Heckman, number 33. Let's see what he's got. 0-2. Pitch, hit, high, foul. Is that going to land on a truck? Nope, it almost did. No vehicle is safe at a baseball game. Let me tell you, that was too close for comfort. All right, still an 0-2 count, still in the top of the first, still 0-0. Not much changes with that foul. All right, Corbin getting the call to his catcher. Here it comes. That's going to be strike three. He got caught looking. Heckman ducked from that ball. He must have thought it was coming at him, but it wasn't. That was right through the batter box, strike zone. Man, two outs now. Screaming Eagles may have got a guy on third to start the game, but they are digging themselves out of this hole. Still in scoring position, and now number nine, House is out. Here comes the pitch. Ducks it a little bit. That's a ball. It was a high pitch. 1-0 count. Two outs here in the top of the first, 0-0 with a runner on third. Let's see if House for Prentice can bring him home. Here comes the pitch. Right through the middle. That was a perfect pitch. I could see it on his face too. He knew it. That was in his breadbasket and he didn't swing. So now we're at a 1-1 count here for House. Ah, when you're a batter, you don't want to ever give those up, but sometimes you do. You just got to move on. All right, pitch set. Here it comes. He let number two by. That was right in there. Ooh, House is now staring at a 1-2 count with two outs in the top of the first. He's got a runner at third, so you want to make contact here and get a single to try to get your first RBI.